California Act Today. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh. This report is sponsored by Luna by Bayer, superior efficacy on the most problematic diseases. Check out the difference Luna makes at lunafungicides.com. Organic activists are pushing the message that organic produce is better than conventional, and research has shown that it just isn't true. And additional research shows that some consumers in produce departments will look at the higher, unaffordable price of the organic fruit or vegetable and then maybe walk away and buy no produce at all. Teresa Thorne is with the Alliance for Food and Fiber.
Disparaging either production method, organic or conventional, is not in the best interest of consumers. Both are very safe. Both are grown with care by farmers of fruits and vegetables who work hard to bring these healthy and safe products to our tables every day.
But conventional produce always costs less, noted Teresa Thorne.
But certainly disparaging the more affordable and accessible forms of produce for the majority of the consumers is detrimental. The CDC basically states that 1 in 10 Americans are the only ones getting enough fruits and vegetables in their daily intake. And so it's really important for us to work together to promote increased consumption, organic or conventional. Choose either, choose both, but choose to eat more every day.
There's some good news on the early rain we've gotten. Yeah, at least in the north part of the state. Brian German has the report.
The rainy season is off to a promising start with improved reservoir storage compared to a year ago. Northern California saw an unusually wet October, with Sacramento ending the month with 5 times the normal rainfall for the period. The Department of Water Resources reports that Shasta, the state's largest reservoir, holds a little more than average, as does Don Pedro Reservoir and Millerton Lake. The 46 major reservoirs that they track have a combined 100,000 acre feet more water in them than they typically do in an average year.
Almond trees have amazing potential. Season after season, when the weather changes and that first bloom shows itself to the sun, well, that's one of the beautiful moments of farming. From first bloom, Luna fungicide protects almonds throughout the growing season, improving plant health for beautiful crops and abundant harvests season after season. As a breakthrough systemic fungicide, Luna controls brown rot blossom blight, alternaria, and other problematic diseases, so almonds grow healthy until they're ready for sale. Make Luna a cornerstone of your fungicide program to consistently produce a high-quality almond crop. And more of it. Protect your almonds with Luna Fungicide from Bayer. Find out what Luna can do for you at lunafungicides.com/almonds. Always read and follow label directions.
Animal activists are at it again. Lauren Dutra has that report.
Animal activists are resorting to illegal actions to get footage of animals. Earlier this month, the animals activist group called Direct Action Everywhere broke into a California cage-free lair house to take footage of what they believe to be injured animals. Because of the biosecurity breach, the entire chicken house had to be euthanized. Farmers need to be vigilant from this kind of break-in.
Again, surveillance may need to be increased in some of those poultry areas. This is California Ag Today.